Okay, so just this week, the stunning announcement came from what is likely the first church in the Western Hemisphere to do this, and I want you to brace for it. Reported by the Calgary Herald in Canada, I quote, "This week, our church leadership team decided that when our church opens for live gatherings next month, all attendees, 12 and older, will need to be fully vaccinated." Okay, first I'm thinking this has to be a Babylon Bee style satire piece. But checked it out more, and it's real, folks. In fact, I had to reread it again out of total disbelief. In the article by Pastor John Van Sloten, he basically asked these three questions rhetorically. Wouldn't a mandatory vaccination policy make sense? Wouldn't it be the Christian thing to do? Should churches require vaccine passports? Well, it's not too hard to find the answer from the scriptures. And the scriptures say the answer to all three questions is a resounding no, and here's why. Hey, this is Truth Unbound. I'm Walter Swaim, your host. Welcome to the conversation, as we do weekly, looking to see what God says to the issues we face today. Thank you for ahead of time for clicking like, subscribe, follow, and sharing each podcast with as many as you can. I'm humbled that you would do that. Okay, so now let's jump right into today's topic because it's a doozy, it's extremely serious, and it has to be addressed with God's truth right now. Now, I want to give you a heads up, and hopefully this will work. If you hear the term V, you know what that probably means. And due to the cancellation of voices, we're using that instead of the whole word, and I think you'll understand and get it. If you don't, please email me at info@truthunbound.org. Okay, so we now have churches, supposedly evangelical churches of large size, in fact, allowing only vaccinated individuals or those who show proof of a negative test into the worship services in the physical building. As I saw this in the church in Calgary in Canada, I mentioned to a friend kind of off the cuff, hey, you watch, churches in the U.S. will start doing the same. Well, last night someone showed me proof of this, and here it is on the screen. It's in a large church in Atlanta, and here's what they say. Quote, "You must be fully vaccinated in order to attend worship in-house. You must bring your vaccination card as proof, and you must still wear a mask." End quote. And then they tell others just to watch online. I was in absolute disbelief that these churches are literally doing this, especially in this time, and then justifying it using God, the love of Jesus, and the Bible as their justification. I want to go back to the article by the pastor in Canada because there you get a glimpse of how this, what I consider anti-biblical thinking, goes, and we'll respond piece by piece. As I read the article by Pastor Van Sloten in the Calgary Herald, red flags popped up all over it, one time and again. I almost don't know where to start, but let's start with this quote. And like I said, we'll go through several of his statements. Here it is, the first one. Quote, "Taking in the ever-evolving news on vaccine passports this past month, I kept wondering why nobody ever mentioned churches. If gyms, bars, entertainment venues, and places of work merited strict vaccination policies, why not places of faith?" Well, John, the reason why nobody has mentioned churches is because it's an extremely poor, unthinkable, and unbiblical idea. And so let me help enlighten you some on that. He continues, quote, "The moment we accommodate the unvaccinated, we alienate those who want to shield their unvaccinated children, immunocompromised individuals who are still vulnerable to breakthrough infections, and anyone else who'd rather avoid the risk." End quote. Oh, okay, nice. So let's alienate some people in the church by alienating other people in the church over a personal health decision. It makes absolutely no logical sense, but I digress. What he's doing in his church is a direct violation of biblical principle. When the early church tried to divide and alienate people for other reasons, usually economic, James, the Apostle James, vigorously rebuked it by saying, And here it is in James chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. Then he continues in verse 4, saying, have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? And then again he says, do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Now, James said such thinking, which is the same kind of thinking they're applying here in the leadership of this church, this same type of thinking, James says, is sin. And it convicts you as a transgressor if you do this. You are creating, by doing this, you're creating a two-tier system within a church, separating, categorizing, and giving more status to one group in your church over another. Not long ago, in this year, in the UK, United Kingdom, hundreds of clerics across multiple denominations made and signed a letter to the Prime Minister that to require V passports would do this very thing. And they called it out to essentially be akin to what they called, quote-unquote, medical apartheid. These clerics said if the government follows through with the passport system in churches, that they would defy it and not refuse entry into church services to anyone based on that. The government eventually said they won't require the system in churches. Wise move. So Pastor John, you might want to follow their example. To willingly impose this on the members and attenders of a church without any government intrusion pressing on you to do so is to divide the people of God. It does not unite the people of God. And what else could you use in the future as well to require of your attenders and members to not come into the church physically to worship? Why stop there? There are more issues dividing Christians right now more than there has ever been in its history. To add another one, originating from within a local body of Christ leadership does not glorify God, and it plays right into the hand of the devil. Now, here's their next justification for V mandates in church. Theologically, I quote, theologically, the argument is stronger. To be a Christian is to model one's life after Christ. Jesus always put others first. He gave up his individual rights for the common good and sacrificed for the sake of the weak. He loved others as he loved himself, and he would have surely done anything to best protect the unvaccinated children in his neighborhood. A Christian ethic always puts the vulnerable first, end quote. So, should you tell him, or should I? He literally is contradicting himself, and I want to imagine, I want to hope he doesn't even realize it. I don't know. But nevertheless, here's our first response to this. Where's the sacrifice for another if you reject and isolate them from others? In the same church, where are you actually putting anyone first by doing this? By imposing a V passport system in church, you are putting yourself first in front and over those who made an educated health decision for themselves and their families. There is no selflessness or sacrifice in marginalizing some people of your church from other people in your church. Not even in the most remote way. In fact, Pastor John, let me remind you of what the church did in history. In two major and glaring examples in both the second and third centuries, during not just pandemics, but actual plagues where up to 5,000 people a day died, the Christians did not social distance, nor did they mask up, nor did they divide people. That was what the secular world did. And the Christians of that time practiced true sacrifice by taking up their cross of love and running into the pain and into the suffering directly. In fact, let's listen to what Dionysius, early church father and bishop of Alexandria, reported. And I quote, most of our brother Christians showed unbounded love and loyalty, never sparing themselves and thinking only of one another. Heedless of danger, they took charge of the sick, attending to their every need and ministering to them in Christ, and with them departed this life serenely happy. For they were infected by others with the disease, drawing on themselves the sickness of their neighbors and cheerfully accepting their pains. Many, in nursing and curing others, transferred their death to themselves and died in their stead. But with the heathen, everything was quite otherwise. They deserted those who began to be sick and fled from their dearest friends. They shunned any participation or fellowship with death, which yet, with all their precautions, it was not easy for them to escape. End quote. Interestingly enough, though many Christians died nursing the care of the sick, it has been discovered that they had a lower infection rate than the general population, and the church grew in number greatly because the people saw and received the love of so many Christians during their suffering. And from the church's actions also eventually came the formation of the first hospitals. Now compare that to the V-passport requirement in a church today. It brings embarrassment, and hopefully it will bring repentance. Also, he is assuming that his way is the only way to love someone the way Jesus does. In other words, how they do it is how Jesus did it. Some understand their protection of themselves and their family from risk with the vaccine as the most selfless love they can show given the circumstances. Is it love to force anything on anyone or to manipulate anyone to do something? Even theologically, because of the free will God gave us, and even though salvation is right there before us at all times, he loves us too much to force us to believe and in him and to love him. Lastly, let me repeat this from Van Sloten's article. Quote, "So our little faith community has decided to side with the majority of civic-minded, science-trusting Calgarians for practical and theological reasons." Unquote. Then later in the article, he adds this, quote, "A Christian worldview, historically, has also been very pro-science. God is pro-science. Science is God's idea, and the vaccines that are now saving so many lives are reflective of God's world-saving wisdom," unquote. There's one major problem here. Did you hear it? Inside of their thinking is the unsinkable, like the Titanic, the unsinkable assumption that their belief of one side of medical debate in this is the only correct and intelligent one. They assume the science is settled on this. Yet earlier, in the article, he admits it's all still evolving. It's so confusing. But anyway, remember again, science doesn't say anything. Scientists do. Scientists are still as human as we are and can, and often do, with all their intelligence and experience, interpret the data in the light of their own bias. The vaccines and masks and their efficacy are still debated heatedly, even within the medical community and in society in general. So it behooves us as church leaders to remain convinced in our own minds, yes, but also allow the freedom for people to make their own health choice and respect that, and to not make it a condition for who, when, where, and how they can worship God together. This pastoral leadership is doing what the culture is doing, making this a moral issue, dividing people, that you hate and do not love people and are sinful if you don't want the vaccine for you and yours. This is the same thing Jesus was angered about and nailed the Pharisees to the wall on, and we do best to follow the Lord's example in this kind of thinking. Not to mention, this is also an affront to the gospel, which says, as Jesus said, Come unto me, not just those who have a V passport or card, everyone, he said, everyone, all must hear the gospel without barriers to it, physical or otherwise. And so the last problem we'll mention here with this V passport in church is the effort of us Westerners, particularly North Americans, to demand life to be virtually risk-free, hermetically sealed. This is impossible and it's an unrealistic expectation. We're not to be foolish and reckless, obvious, but we also cannot ask God to put us in a bubble that he himself did not put himself in. And yes, he lived in a day and time of highly contagious and infectious life-threatening illnesses, such as leprosy, for example. One more reply to one of his thoughts. Here's what he said, and I quote, "Even though it's a temporary measure and there will be online alternatives, and unvaccinated people will still be able to attend with proof of a recent negative COVID test, it still feels wrong," end quote. You know, I was taught long ago in my early years, if you will, as a believer, that if it feels wrong, it probably is. In fact, James said as such in chapter 4, verse 17, and I'm quoting here from the ESV. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Pastor John, if it feels wrong, it probably was and is. So obey the Spirit and step away from this. I encourage you, please, to do that. Well, that's all we'll talk about for now. Pray with me for Pastor John and the leadership of Mardaloop Church, as well as this church in Atlanta that is doing the same, and others who are about to do the same, that they hear the Spirit's voice on this, that they obey the Scriptures, that they remember the Spirit and the love of Christ, and repent and unite and strengthen the people of God to walk wisely and faithfully in Jesus in the midst of one of the greatest trials and challenges in our world's history and in church history. I know this has been heavy. It's heavy on my heart, what I've seen and what is happening and what's evolving here. It's not in the Spirit of Christ. It's not in the love of Christ. It's not the way of the gospel. It's just not the way of the local church. It's not what the body of Christ does. So, hey, thanks again for being a part of this with me. I so appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe, to like this video, to comment, to follow, and to share it with everyone you can. And just remember, when we follow Jesus, we'll always follow the truth.